As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line, plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, we have the latest, and the latest is we are live. Luckily, we are live here at the Rusty Horseshoe here in Spring. Let's hear it. Let's hear it now. Lauren, let's hear it, damn it. Come on. There we go. Make some noise. There we go, as we are live here at the Rusty Horseshoe Bar and Grill here in Spring as the crawfish circuit continues. This is our third stop. Here as we've had a good time here. The crawfish has been rolling since we've gotten here. Many people have enjoyed it, including my co-host here, Clint Sterner, enjoyed it.
I need 3 more pounds, Andy.
I thought it was 5. It's come down to 3.
I do 3 at a time because we got to eat in a break.
I know you said 3, five. But I'm just telling you what you said was 5 earlier.
5 in a break is aggressive.
I know, but you seem like you like a challenge, and I'll be honest with you. At the time that you finished that one, I think you probably had another 2 pounds that you could have made it through.
Long break, maybe.
Well, we're out of our long breaks now, so that may not be an issue. That may be an issue. But come on out here, man, and congratulations to Juliet, who is our third winner. We have one more $25 gift card, courtesy of our good friends at Academy Sports and Outdoors. Shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors and Bud Light for helping us put this together here as our third start here at the Rusty Horseshoe here in Spring. So make your way on out here. But, Clint, it is 5 o'clock, and I do want to get to the Astros as they will take on the Padres. We have the lineup out, and Augusto gets the ball again with the injury with Spencer Arrighetti. So we'll get to that in a second, but I did want to
– If Gusto sticks around, if he has any staying power whatsoever, we can have some fun with that one.
Yeah, I know you can.
Gusto?
Not as much as –
Third leg?
No.
Not as much as
Kikuchi.
Oh, nowhere close.
Can I be honest? There's nothing that pissed me off more from Dana Brown that he took
not
that
bringing
from
him,
us.
But, yeah. The player, yeah, and the name.
Yeah, you say Kikuchi. Yeah, I mean, they could use him right now. He could be a huge third starter right now. You say Kikuchi. But, yeah, you wouldn't have Gusto going right now.
We need to just say the hell with it. We'll do a Kikuchi highlight every time.
Just
he
do
pitches.
It anyway.
I mean, it's only once every 5 days.
When he pitches, act like Kikuchi's a main story here.
Yeah, but Kikuchi report.
I did want to get your thoughts on this. The Texans. We've talked about certain rooms in their and position groups in their team. They have re-signed earlier today. Irv Smith, the tight end, Irv Smith Jr. Yeah. I know at times last year, and maybe this was just due to what they had. And your frustration of the other guys, especially when certain guys were injured, like Tekken Katoriano or Cade Stover. But your thoughts about Irv Smith, they bring him back, and they've had a couple of stints with Irv. Your thoughts on that?
I love it. I loved it last year when they signed him, and I was not joking in the sense of how important it was with how Dalton Schultz was playing at the time in terms of pass protecting and needing to add a tight end to pass protecting. If you wanted somebody to chip off the end of the line of scrimmage, if you wanted somebody to move in and block a safety or a linebacker coming in the A-gap, Irv Smith was your best option. I mean, when you talk about a veteran that was willing to stick his head in there, and he made several plays that tight end position that nobody talked about, right? It's not sexy to talk about when your quarterback's getting beat to death anyway. Nobody's going to – but if you watch him play, it's exactly what you hope to get from Dalton Schultz. Is he a road grader in the run game? No. Is he the fleetest of foot when it comes to tight end in terms of pass protection? No. But he's good. And he gives tremendous effort, and when you have that, you can CJ can work with it, right? CJ can work with it, and so I think it's much needed. I'm glad to see that they brought him back. Clearly, it means that they are going to be set at the tight end position with him, Cade Stover.
You think so?
Well, I mean, hell, you got him. Don't forget about with my man from Miami with the injury last year. Jordan.
Yeah, Brevin Jordan.
Brevin Jordan. Cade Stover, Dalton Schultz, and now Irv Smith. I mean, you ain't got room for any more. So I mean, those which I'm not mad at. If Dalton Schultz will show up, like you don't have to be Pro Bowl, you don't have to be just don't be a liability. Then I am A-okay with that tight end group.
To me, you
can do work with that group, especially with Brevin Jordan, super athletic. You could package him up in some certain situations to be really nice.
To me, I'm not saying the Irv Smith Jr. signing says what they're going to do at tight end, or maybe the different philosophy they have at tight end. But we obviously know Nick Caley, who is running the offense. His expertise is tight ends.
Yeah.
That's what he coached in New England, and that's what he most recently coached under Sean McVay with the Rams. I've always wondered, like, what's going to be the expectation and how they view that position this year? Man, if they bring everybody back, that's the same. Like, that is – it's almost like the tight end coach being the same. If they bring everybody back, obviously that means they may use them differently. But I feel like that it would be weird if there's no change in there. Like, that's why I wonder about Brevin Jordan. Is Brevin Jordan really a shoo-in to make this team?
Well, look, I mean, I don't know that Irv is. I don't know that Brevin is.
We only got one that is.
Look, I mean,
he makes
$1 million. He shouldn't be, but the contract is going to make it happen. Like, I mean, here's the thing is it doesn't surprise me that an offensive coordinator comes in and believes he can fix the tight end problems.
That's a tight end coach. Yeah.
I don't have a problem at all with acknowledging that those guys were put in a terrible spot last year. I have no problem that, like, they were constantly put in position to block guys that they have no business blocking, and they were asked to do it with an extended drop, not just a quick game and you're cutting them or quick. You can't do a whole lot of that anymore, but the quick game stuff, get their hands down. It was more extended play action. You're asking these guys to block for 3-4 seconds. That you're putting them in a bad position. That's why I zero in on Dalton Schultz, and it's not the inability to get it done. It's the almost pouting, because before you ever attempt to block the guy, you're almost pouting to the sideline that you're being asked to do it and you're put in a position to do it. I don't expect any tight end in a Texans uniform to have had success in pass protection last year, right, with what all was going on. But I do fault the guys that didn't give 100% and weren't physical.
You think there was some of that going on in that tight end?
100%, absolutely.
And you don't think Irv was that guy?
Irv was not that guy. Cade Stover's not that guy. I think there was one guy in that room that had that issue, and that's a $12 million a year guy.
Yeah.
And it's unacceptable. Like, he's got to turn that around. And hopefully that conversation has been had.
All right, there it is. Irv Smith brought back here with the Texans.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, the Astros, after a night off, hopefully the bats will wake up tonight. They will take on the Padres, and it doesn't get any easier at Daikin Park this weekend. The Astros bring in the best team with the best record in baseball right now. Maybe they're not the best team, but they got the best record. They're 14-4 right now, and they have been playing really, really good baseball.
Ooh, just what the doctor ordered?
Yep, there it is. hey, you gotta challenge yourself, right? But they will play them. Here is the lineup out, and this is This is the thing that we're looking at a lot, Clint, to see what it is. The lineup is Altuve's in left field with Paredes at third base. Alvarez is the DH tonight. And Christian Walker, we talked about that earlier, Christian Walker remains in the cleanup spot. And at first base, Pena in the five spot. You wondered who would be hitting behind him, who would be his protection. Diaz didn't drop as far down as maybe you were nervous about. He is catching tonight, hitting sixth. Rogers is hitting seventh. Myers hitting eighth. And the spring training sensation, Cam Smith, is hitting ninth. That's kind of been the spot he's been hitting here lately. He's hitting ninth. And Gusto gets his second start after filling in for Spencer Urgetti in the rotation. So that is the lineup. And Clint, for me, yes, I think Dubon should be in the lineup over Rogers, but whatever, they've been, nobody's swung the bat to a point where you're like, he needs to be in.
Sure.
To me, Clint, just let this ride for a little bit. Just let this lineup ride. Just let it go. If this is the spaces they're going to be, let it go. Well, let people know this is the spot you're going to be in, and then, you know, maybe some days off here and there, but let this ride right now.
Well, I mean, look, Ron, to your point that you've made several times over the last 3 or 4 days, this is the lineup. Right? I mean,
right now,
if you've come hell or high water, Dubon is going to be your super utility guy.
Jake has earned the spot to be the guy in center field. As much as we like Chaz, he has earned it.
Agree or disagree, it's irrelevant. This is the lineup. This is all the moves you've made. This is what you hoped would be your day one lineup and your lineup that actually ended up working to give you all the Dubon is that super utility, Chaz as a defensive substitute kind of deal.
Yep.
To keep Alvarez as the DH and limit his starts. I agree with you. This is it. Let it ride. Let's see what happens. I guarantee you, shuffling the damn thing ain't worked.
No.
I mean, so
when I mean the order, also the positions. If Alvarez is going to be a left fielder, let Alvarez be a damn left fielder. Okay.
Yeah,
like putting him at second base, like and all of that is silliness. All right, if you want to, have him DH and get him a day off, get him off his feet, let Alvarez get it. I get that, but him playing all over the damn place and walking in and not knowing exactly where he's going to play is just silly. It's silly to me. So hopefully they can get going tonight. Like if I were to say to you right now, 3.5 runs, you take any over
for the Astros? Yeah. I'd probably go with the streak right now. I'd go under.
You go under right now?
Yeah, I'd go under.
That ain't gonna do it against the Padres, Jack. That ain't gonna do it, man. They need these bats to really wake up. And we'll see if they do. We'll keep you updated on anything that happens before that game. But Astros are taking on the best team in baseball record wise, the San Diego Padres, and we'll see if these bats can wake up tonight.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, the draft is coming up, and Shedeur Sanders and Jackson Dart, they are two of the quarterbacks being talked about after Cam Ward. Those potentially could be the next two, right? They have both made decisions, Clint, that they will not attend the NFL draft in Green Bay. So if their name is called, there will be video somewhere. They won't be walking up to shake Roger Goodell's hand or hug him and get the jersey. They have decided – Jackson Dart just recently pulled out, and they've decided not to go. Do you think this is a decision made because they have real concerns that they may not be – their name may not be called in the first round?
No, I don't think their decision was based off that, but I do think there's real concern about it. I think both of these guys, they lack the one skill set that seems to turn on every – scouting department, every evaluator, every coach, which is that just freakish arm talent or freakish athletic ability. Like yep. These guys, I think they're going to be good NFL quarterbacks. I think Shedeur Sanders and really the Shuck kid out of Louisville, I think those two are going to be really good quarterbacks in this league, whether it's long-standing backups or it's starting guys that go win Super Bowls. I don't know about that, but good prospects in this league. I think Jackson Dart is a little bit of a wild card. Jackson Dart to me is a poor man's Cam Ward, and so it wouldn't surprise me at all if those guys slid in the draft. It would shock the hell out of me if Cam Ward slid in the draft.
Yeah, he's going one.
It would not shock me at all if Jackson Dart and Shador Sanders slid. It would not shock me at all if the Shuck kid climbed.
Yeah. Over both of them?
It wouldn't shock me.
It would be a hell of a move,
but it would be a hell of a gamble for somebody, but it wouldn't shock me.
So you're saying to yourself, if Shador had, and like obviously, like the arm, like his arm talent is good enough, right, to make all the throws you need.
Yep.
Hits his decision making, everything that is at his strength. But you're saying if he had Kyler Murray's athleticism, he'd be a no brainer.
If he had Kyler Murray's athleticism, he'd be better than Cam Ward.
Yeah. It's either or, right?
It's just unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but it's the reality, right? I mean, when you look at the ability to make the throws on time, in rhythm, right? If I were betting on that, Shador Sanders and the Shuck kid would be the front runners.
Now, it's crazy. What's the reasoning and the feel that they – because it seems like that part of the game for a quarterback in college – evaluators seem to have concern if that will translate, but I guess they feel more confident that it will translate because that's what Dan said about Shador. I don't know if that translates. He said throw it out the window, all of his quick game and all of that stuff.
Yeah, Ron, I don't think that it is whether it translates or not. I think it is a 100% of betting on the high ceiling.
Yeah,
teams watch the Josh Allens, Pat Mahomes of the world, and let's not take Lamar Jackson. I know Lamar Jackson's athletic ability gets talked about a lot, but his arm talent's freakish, especially when he's on the move.
Yeah.
Like that, you watch those guys play, and you go, "Man, I gotta have it! I gotta have it!" Right? And the reality of it is, you're watching like a unicorn. Now we just happen to have three of them that we can watch in the league at this time, but you're watching a damn unicorn.
But they don't watch Joe Burrow and watch Jared Goff.
CJ Jared Goff, like, oof.
Because that Shador feels like a shorter version of CJ.
No question. He is going to play the game like those guys. He is that. There's no doubt about it. And you would think that you couple that with the ability to process at a high level, and you go, "Hey, man, we got us a first round pick that we can really sink our teeth into. Not a guy that we're gambling on. You're betting on his ceiling, right? I mean, so it's that whole quarterback evaluation thing is really interesting to me, man. If it were me, I would have, I think, based on the film, just the film, because I didn't sit down with any of these guys, like assuming their mentals are intact, in shape. Like Jackson Dart is the only one to me that, man, the scheme has always been quarterback friendly. Now, I'm not saying, look, I was dead wrong on him. I mean, he's clearly a first or second round pick. There's no doubt about it. He's clearly going to be an NFL quarterback. I didn't think that would ever happen after watching him in sophomore year. But just his skill set, the way he plays the game, the offense that he played in, I'm really concerned of, hey, man, does that transition to the NFL level at like this top 10 pick? The other guys, I think it translates. Now, I'm going to gamble that most teams don't appreciate those mechanics and technique like I do.
Not first round, I guess.
All right.
Coming up as we continue live here on the drive from the Rusty Horseshoe here in Spring, make your way on out here. Do you think the Texans are done and should be done with Dameon Pierce as a viable running back for this team? Is he just resorted to being a kickoff guy? We'll discuss that coming up next.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Right here live on the drive. All right, welcome back as we are live here. Having a good time here as our crawfish circuit continues. We are live here at the Rusty Horseshoe here in Spring. Make your way on out here. Listen, guys, they have TVs all up and down and around the place, even outside as well. They have TVs, comfortable seating. People are enjoying themselves. There's still picnic tables. There's still tables. There's still spots to come and enjoy yourself. And I see a band coming up behind us. So we got some live music out here, so it's going to be a good time out here. Enjoy yourself, even after we're gone. We're here till 6. Clint, I might have to order some, might give me about 5 pounds and hang out here a little bit and bang me out some crawfish.
I got three more pounds coming.
I know you do. And sushi. There you go, and sushi. So it should be a good time. But make your way on out here. Remember, if you're in the building or on your way, we are going to hook somebody up with our final $25 gift card. So if you have not signed up and put your name in our raffle box, that is coming up at the end of this segment. All right, Clint. Byron, I want you to play this audio from Nick Caserio. Nick Caserio spoke the other day about the running back position. And I wasn't even thinking, hey, it's going to be April, and we're going to have a conversation about Damian Pierce until he brought up what he said about Damian Pierce. And it made me think, as we get closer to the draft, is that one of the priorities, right? We believe interior offensive line is a priority. We believe wide receiver is a priority. But is another back a priority? And I mean not just a priority to build later, but right now, another back. Because right now, Damian Pierce is this team's backup running back. They even showed that they believed in him by trading, Cam Akers. They traded him to Minnesota because they felt like they were good with Damian Pierce. He had some injury stuff, but they felt that's the way they wanted to go. But Clint, hell, he ended up being a kick returner. That's what he ended up being. But this is Nick Caserio talking about his running back room.
Yeah, I mean, similar to the receiver question, I mean, there's a good group of backs. So, I mean, this goes back to the same thing. We'll stack the board. We'll look at what our options are, look at supply and demand. What are you passing up in lieu of something else? So that's pretty good room. We feel like we got, you know, pretty good cohort of players in that group. I mean, Mixon, I mean, I think he went to the Pro Bowl last year, so he's a good football player. I mean, DP was one of the top kickoff returners, and when he's played offensively, he's done a pretty good job with his opportunities. Say, Dare's got his role is kind of specific to the kicking game, so there's an opportunity for us to add a player that we think can help our team. We'll look at it. If we don't, then we'll go with whatever group. And again, like everybody's focused on a draft, but there's other opportunities to add players to your team.
Clint, in your opinion, should the Texans move forward in trying to find a backup? I'm talking about a backup to Joe Mixon. Should they move forward in trying to find a – Did you order some more bugs?
Oh, yeah. You know. I mean, just 3 pounds. Ain't no big deal.
Good God.
Just,
that's know? Five, baby. That's
oh,
five.
Andy yeah, must have misspoke, playing. But I'll knock
Shout
him down.
Shout out to her. Give her a hand. She's been working her ass off tonight, man. I've seen her with multiple ones. But, Clint, before you tear into that 5 pounds.
I don't know that you finished that right. I've seen her with multiple ones. Where are you going
multiple,
with that?
Multiple bugs that she's been handing out to people.
Tables.
Not multiple whatever nastiness that you and Tyler are thinking right now. Stop being nasty, Byron. But do you think they should be moving on and trying to find as a priority a backup running back because Damian Pierce just doesn't fit that right now anymore?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely. Look,
even a change of offense with Nick Caley and a change of scenery.
I just don't see it, man. Here's what I would like to happen with the Texans at the running back position. You clearly got Joe Mixon number one. Again, I think he's one of the better second tier backs in the league. I'm happy with him. But the reality of it is when you talk about your number two back, you need a guy that either brings a level of playmaking ability to the field when he's there, or you need a guy that is a great complement to Joe Mixon, where you can at least spell him for 10-15% of the snaps in weeks 1 through 10, so you have him, you know, down the stretch, and you just don't get either. And that's it doesn't matter what the hell I think. That's just what the Texans have told us, that they don't believe that Damian Pierce can get on the field. And even in a secondary role to help Joe Mixon take some of the bang off Joe Mixon, like that's just where we're at. And then you look at Dare Ogunbowale, and there's just not enough explosiveness, enough twitch. There's not enough playmaking ability there for him to be anything more than a trusty, reliable pass protecting back. And you've got your offense has to move beyond that. I mean, it's wasted, Ron. And I hate to say it that way.
It is so hard for me to look at that guy who was fourth in the league in rushing when he got hurt his rookie year.
Yeah.
And that dude, and we saw flashes. He had the big run against and 100-yard day against the Patriots last year. He had the big run at the end of the season against the Titans. Yeah. And they really like him.
Yeah.
I'll
be honest with you. I think he should take the Dare Ogunbowale role. I think he should be the back, the third back that is a special teams back first and foremost. And he brings – if something were to happen to Joe Mixon, he brings you a durable, big-bodied back that can get downhill. But the number two back on this team that gets the second most reps needs
– Isn't here yet?
Hopefully not. He needs to be a back that brings speed to the table. He needs to be a back that brings playmaking ability to the table, because right now you don't have it. You don't have it in the backup running back role. You don't have it on the offense. I mean, you got Nico Collins. You got Joe Mixon is more of a downhill bruiser that is a down to down better than most, but we haven't seen him be used as the weapon that we thought he would be. You got to have some level of speed, and I just think there's a real opportunity at that second, which is more of a scat back in this offense. I think there's a real opportunity for the Texans offense to get
couple
better.
Couple of texts coming in on the text line. How do we get the DP against the Titans? I don't understand all the give up on DP. He had a 97-yard run last year, and they only put him in a handful of plays a game, if that. He can cook. They just have to let him.
It is confusing. That text is
that's fair, right? He has not gotten enough opportunities.
Well, the thing is, you ask why. Like what the guys that spend the most time with him. The coaches that tell you how much they believe in him will go 17 games and get him 2 carries in a game. Like that's what I'm leaning into. I don't believe that the scheme change was that big of a deal. There may have been some personal life stuff going on that he needed to figure out. That's fine. But he is a back that would at least be serviceable, and he's shown that when he's given extended run. But he just that for whatever reason the team doesn't feel that way now. He is not. If you didn't have Joe Mixon, he'd be your starter, and then you would need a counterpunch to him. The reality is, you've got Joe Mixon.
You feel like he's the same as Mixon.
When it comes to the approach to the game, he's very similar to Mixon, and you need some guy. You need some level of change of pace back there that you believe in, that is a mainstay in your offense, that is a weapon for C.J. Stroud, and changes the game for you. I mean, that's right now you're just conceding.
Yeah.
If Joe Mixon isn't on the field, you're just conceding. You're just saying, okay, well, our back's not going to be a threat. We're not going to have a threat out of the backfield.
Yeah.
Right? And in the process, you're leaving him on the field too much and wearing him down to where the offensive coordinator even said, well, we'd like to use him in the pass game, but we can't because he's so worn down. That's one area where I think this team, no-brainer, can get better.
But, Clint, we will know. We will know how they feel about Damian Pierce because there is a thought of Nick Caley coming in, a new voice, a new offensive
sure.
play caller. And if they don't go – like, listen, where do they draft J.J. Taylor? In, like, the fifth, sixth round, something like that? That ain't – like, if somebody gets drafted in that late, like – That is not a draft pick that jumps Damian Pierce.
No,
we'll see if how serious they are about it if it's earlier in the draft.
I've really got my eye on the blue kid out of Texas.
Yeah,
like to me that's and whether it's him or not, I like him. I hope it's him. I don't know after running what he ran at his pro day, he's going to climb the draft a little bit. So I don't know where he necessarily lands, but a guy like that just has the pass catching ability, has the speed and explosiveness that you're talking about, and I think you're going to be able to get him late two, early three, at the most, if not later. And so, you know, a guy like that would just bring so much to this team.
Yeah. All right, coming up, we will continue this thing up. By the way, somebody will win a $25 gift card to Academy Sports and Outdoors as soon as this segment ends. But we'll finish things off with the Rockets as they play Sunday and they get their series started the first time in the playoffs in some time. They will play Golden State, and this is the question we will talk about when we come back. Do the Rockets have to win this series? Do they have to win this series for it to be considered a successful playoff? We will discuss that.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next, All right, welcome back as we are live here, live enjoying ourselves here at the Rusty Horseshoe Bar and Grill here in Spring. Shout out. Here, give yourselves a hand. We've had a good time with everybody inside, outside. It's been a fun outing out here tonight. And remember, we will continue this tour. We will be somewhere else next Friday. Stay tuned, listening to Sports Radio 610. Check out sportsradio610.com, and you can see where we will be. And hopefully, as our couple here, they are 3 for 3, and see if Steve and Shannon continue to roll with us. 4 for 4, they're going no matter where it is. They don't care. If we'll be in Austin, they're going to go, I guess. All right, so we'll they'll be here again. Happy birthday to their son, Kyle.
I think we're right up the street.
Are we right up the street?
I think we're right up the street next week.
All right, so we're in this area. Okay, all right.
Blue Water something? Does that make sense?
No, I hadn't heard it. I didn't know.
I passed it on the way down here.
Did you? All right, mm-hmm. Well, we'll see. We'll get more information on it. Yeah. We'll get more than Blue Water something coming up next week, and you'll know where we'll be as we continue our crawfish circuit. Again, I want to start by thanking everybody who has helped us get involved here. Thankful to our engineer, Andy, who has kept us
Big on, Andy.
On the air and on YouTube and Twitch. Thankful to our promo staff who always do shout out to Shay, who always does great work in helping us here, as well as Byron, a.k.a. Bryce, who has held us at the station, keeping us on the air, and the great staff here at the Rusty Horseshoe. All of them have been fantastic in keeping us going here. Coming up here in a bit, after we get done, the fellas from Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris, they will hold it down. And then Sean Bajani, Patrick Creighton, Chris Santiago, Area 45, they are live and local 7 to 11. And I'm sure they will get you ready and have the post game for the Astros and the Padres. Hopefully, the Astros' bats start to wake up and they get a pretty good pitching performance from Gusto, who is making his second start in place for Spencer Arrighetti. So a lot to continue to get to coming up behind us. People wondering, where's Tyler? Where's Tyler? Tyler's in San Antonio getting it in.
As he is wherever he's at.
Think he's hammered? You think he's hammered drunk? Is that where he is?
Yeah, do I think he's
Clint, what is going
I
on?
I just hope he's upright.
No, what the hell's going on? You just brought 3 pounds over here. You just got 5 over there, Clint.
Well, there may have been a little confusion with me and Granny.
Because you're over there eating. Is this your 3?
I think they brought Granny's 5 to me.
And you was over there eating Granny's 5, and now – because I see Linda over there just pounded up, just like clearly where you've been taught.
Well, no, let me tell you what. I've done the teaching.
Oh, you taught her?
No question. When it comes to eating bugs, no question.
The look on her face, she does not agree with that. And if
get you a video when we get over to the same table, get you a video and let me know who the student is and who the teacher is.
I'm not going to say that you didn't maybe pass her up, but I got to believe she taught you when you rode home on that bike and you had that 3 pounds on your handlebars.
Hey,
she taught you how to get it.
Cody Cormier. And Cormier's taught me how.
Don't punch me, Linda, but maybe it was Big Earn. Did he do it?
I had to hurry up and get it. I had to eat it on the back patio before Granny got a hold of it.
Linda, she'll go kick my ass out.
She's sure going to push Big Earn out of the equation, isn't she?
That pissed her off right
Big Earn didn't make the cut.
All right. As we continue. All right, Clint. And the people out there, you can jump in on this as well on the text line, YouTube and Twitch. We talked about this a little bit earlier, but I'm curious where people stand. I believe this is I don't believe this is the case. I don't think the Rockets have to win the series against Golden State for this to be a successful playoff run. Now, I don't think they can get swept. I don't think they can get – my man right here shaking his hand. Shout out to Sam Houston State on his shirt. But I don't think they can get swept. I don't even know about 5. But if this thing goes 6 and 7 and you can see, hey, man, these are guys who have won 4 championships that are playing out here. This is Jimmy Butler, who has drug the Miami Heat to the finals twice and lost to LeBron and Jokic. Like, and they lose in 6 or 7, and we see Jalen Green raise to the occasion and they just lose. And we see, like last year, Minnesota lost to – to Dallas in the Western Conference Finals. But they felt really good because Anthony Edwards showed to be the Anthony Edwards through that run. If to me, Jalen Green and Alfred Sengun show up and they somehow still lose in six or seven games, to me, I feel enthused about the Rockets moving forward and just say, hey, man, they ran into Golden State. They ran into Steph. They went into Jimmy. They ran into Draymond. Like, they would have beat anybody else down there. So, to me, depending on how the series goes, it could still be successful even if they lose it to them.
Yeah, I can't get there.
Yeah, see that look in your eyes. It's the same look Linda had when I said.
I'm going to be a tad bit extreme on both ends of it. Look, I don't think there's anything that the Rockets can do in the playoffs that are going to disappoint me in terms of how this season went.
So you're saying no matter what happens in the playoffs, you will still be enthused going into next year.
They've already exceeded expectations. They've already taken huge strides in the right direction. That not once but twice throughout the season, they made runs to the two seed. I am amped about Rocket basketball moving forward regardless of what happens in the playoffs. Now, if we're talking about playoffs alone, you're talking about, again, a team that's been a two seed not once but twice, a team that separated themselves enough.
You're talking about in the season.
Yes.
Like holding that
yes, down. In this season. They've separated themselves from the bunch, the Lakers, the Nuggets, the Grizzlies.
They had the two seed locked up 4 or 5 games ago.
So much so they were able to rest their players. Now, that team can't then go on and lose in the first round and go, well, that was a good playoff run. Now, I mean, I agree with you from a standpoint.
Even with their youth and their inexperience.
Yeah. But, I mean, you're catching the Golden State Warriors on the backside of this thing. And you're catching the Golden State Warrior team that had to fight their ass off to get to a play-in game. I don't want to lower expectations, man. You're a two seed going in. If you lose to a team that's a little higher seeded, that's had a better season, then maybe I can get down with it. But right now, man, you got to beat the Golden State Warriors. I know who it is. I know it's a mouthful. I'm extreme on both ends of the deal, but that's where I'm at. If you don't win the first round series, I feel like from a playoff perspective, it was a disappointment.
And if they win the first round series after that,
house money.
From the text line, if the Rockets, and I think this is kind of in the lane you're in, if the Rockets, after setting themselves up as the two seed, do not win the first series versus Golden State, this will, in all caps, not be a successful playoff appearance. And listen, I think that's fair for you to have. I just – and maybe we can talk about this more next week when we have more time to get into this and we'll know more after game one.
We see what them boys look like Sunday night.
See what they look like. How much, though, do you, as somebody, and I know it's a different sport, but you played as a junior and senior in college football. You played in the NFL. You played with guys like Woodson. You played with Emmett. You played with Aikman. You've seen guys who have experience. How much in a playoff setting, in a big game setting, where it's different than regular games, how much do you think experience to this level, to the level that the Golden State Warriors have compared to the most important players for the Rockets? How big of a deal do you think that is?
I think it's a big deal, but I'm not saying this just because it is. I've never even thought about it until you asked the question. Like I think the lack of experience can be a positive thing for the Rocket. They're so young, they're so inexperienced. They don't know no better, right? And then you look at Golden State. They're so experienced and have been in it so much that they obviously do know. They're the elder statesmen, if you will. I think that could play into a positive for the Rockets as well. I am, and I'll say this before we go off air. Again, I'm not real comfortable with my level of confidence right now with this Rocket situation, but I feel really good about this group, man.
You do. You have said that.
I think that defense is going to give these boys absolute fits, and I think Jalen Green and Sengun are going to be the offense that you need with the supporting cast that can knock them down. Hey, man, I feel good about them in this first round.
The big thing that I'm watching in game one, is to see, one, I do think the game will be played different than they have experienced. But, I mean, obviously, Dylan Brooks and Fred VanVleet, those guys that are in the starting lineup, they know it. They've played in the playoffs. I wonder if it takes a little bit for Jalen Green and Alfred Sengun and Jabari Smith and Amen Thompson to kind of get adjusted to this, and if they will be too amped up. You got to imagine, they are going to be through the roof the first playoff game against Steph Curry and those guys.
You and me give you Dirty's duo for the betters out there?
Who? What you got?
Tyler Hero.
Tonight? Yeah, Tyler Hero.
Over points.
What's he at?
I don't remember what it was. Mid-20s?
Mid-20s, okay.
And then AD over points.
Over points.
It's high now. It's 28, 27 and a half, 28.
Well, that's a little aggressive.
It's high.
But you're going over on the parlay that.
Over on those two. Just those two. I am parlaying them, but just those two. Right. AD and Hero over points tonight, baby.
Clint, great job. Byron, great job. Everybody here, we enjoyed our time here at the Rusty Horseshoe here in Spring. Great job. I am Ron, the show Hughley, as always, Houston. We love you, baby. Seemed impossible
to face. It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Greene from the Commercial Break Podcast. It's likely you've heard of the show if you're directly related to me or you follow our MySpace page. But I'm not here to talk to those three listeners. I'm here to appeal to people who haven't heard the show. Along with my co-host, Kristen Joy Hoadley, we're taking a deeper look at the topics that are affecting our youth today. Like, who are the people who are dating ghosts? Where did all these pickup artists come from? And why doesn't my preacher have a nicer private jet? We understand that these are the issues you really want to get to the bottom of. The Commercial Break is now available on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.